Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I am really ready to dive in this week. I've been reading this, well, listening to this book. I told you guys about my, you know, habit last week that has been throwing gasoline on the fire of my learning appetite. And so the book that I've been reading, been listening to is High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way by Brendan Burchard. And it has been packed with content. Let me just say that it has been packed with content, different, you know, tips and tricks and questions to ask and, you know, you name it. This book has it, which can be overwhelming, right? For someone who you're reading all of that or you're listening to all of that and you feel this pressure to do all of it. But just recognize, I think when authors write things, and I would say this about even these podcasts at times, like they're writing from a perspective of years of experience, meaning they may have done a variation of the principles that they're teaching at different points in times. And so you gotta, and you guys have heard me share some things where at one point in my life I've done things this way, and then I've done it another way. But, you know, you really have to figure out what's going to work for you, what's going to fit for you. So I felt the need to really do these next few episodes on the book and really share with you guys, especially if you get a chance to listen to it or read it, share with you guys how I'm breaking it down and applying it personally, right? Because I'm not going through and answering every question or doing every, you know, activity. Because I told you guys, I used to be hindered by that. I used to have to do every single thing that the author would say. And that would, of course, stunt my ability to take more and more information in because I would get so stuck on all the principles and making sure I get everything. So now I'm just like, I'm going to pick up one or two things or a few things from this chapter and I'm going to keep it moving. Like I'm not going to, you know, try to absorb everything. So that point is made. So today we're talking about how to apply high performance habits to your life. Habit one, right? And I'm talking through this book. So this first principle, I'll just throw it right out there. It is the first habit is seek clarity, right? And it's so funny that this is the first one because it's really the first thing, you know, that I teach with my clients and students in Focus Academy as it relates to growing and productivity and producing more, right? Like we, you know, you can run super fast. I can give you a bunch of tips and tricks to do things more effectively, more in a more organized, time managed way. But if you do all of that, but you don't have a clear direction that you are looking to head in and you know, clear goal for your future, then it doesn't matter. Like if there's no address in the GPS, You can go 100, but you'll end up somewhere that you never intended to be, versus someone who's maybe they're not going that fast. Maybe they're only going 25, but they know exactly where they're going. They're going to hit that destination a lot faster, and they'll be happy once they reach it because they knew where they were going. So I just have this quote I want to share with you. If you are not intentionally going after a specific goal, you will accidentally never reach it. Let me say that again. If you are not intentionally going after a specific goal, you will accidentally never reach it. Now, we've all heard of SMART goals. If you haven't, I'll just go through, you know, that acronym real quick. I didn't necessarily plan to mention this, so let's hope I can remember it. The S is for specific. The M is for measurable. The A is for, I believe it's attainable. Attainable. The R is for realistic. And the T is for time bound. I believe that's what it is. But you get the gist. Like, a SMART goal is a goal that is specific. Like, it's not, I want to be wealthy. It's, I want to earn $1 million a year by this day, this time, right? Like, I want this, the exact number, to be my salary, because an exact number has a way of really, it has a way of defining your actions in a way that a general goal is not able to define. And when you do set a specific goal, you know what you need to do. Like, if you're measuring it, you know, hey, I need to step on the gas a little bit harder because what I'm doing right now to reach that, I'm currently off pace. So if I don't make changes, I'm going to end up not hitting it, right? So that's why that specific number is so important, because it actually makes it measurable. And this attainable part, like, I know for me and many people that I know, like, it's like when you haven't earned six figures, let's just throw that out there. It's almost like to come from whatever salary to six figures that's like the automatic goal, like $100,000 a year or, you know, whatever six figure number. But a lot of times that doesn't really make sense based on where you are, right? Because I've had goals like this in the past, so I'm not excluding myself in this. But what's hard about that is, and what I realized, the science of going after goals sometimes is that you actually, the further you are and the more unrealistic it is that you'll hit it, the less action you actually take. So if you set a goal, I do believe in stretch goals and challenging yourself, right? But if you set a goal that doesn't really make sense for where you are, you set a goal to earn $100,000 in business, but you never earned $5 in business, then let's go back and figure out, like somebody said to me one time, you know, I want to have money goals. You know, I never had a money goal for my business. Can someone help me figure that out? And so this is what I did. I threw out some questions to them about What is your goal? Like, do you want to have, are you trying to get out of debt? Do you want to make a couple thousand dollars additional a month to bring home as, you know, in addition to whatever your regular salary is for your 9 to 5? Do you want to exclusively do this business? So you want to replace the income of your 9 to 5. You want to double the income of your 9 to 5. Like, whatever your goal is, that needs to be based on, you know, the lifestyle that you seek or what you're looking to do, then that needs to be very specific, and that needs to be specified, because that those goals right there, hey, I want to get out of debt, I want to do this, I want to do that, that creates the number, right? It's not just an arbitrary number. It's a number attached to a lifestyle move that you want to make, right? So that's how we see that. And then, yeah, we got to make it realistic. And I go back and forth on this because I don't think you want to limit yourself, right? But at the same time, again, if you've never made $100,000, I mean, if you never made $5, I don't know that we should be jumping to $100,000. Not that you'll never earn $100, but maybe we can build the business in a healthier way if the goal isn't necessarily to reach this certain large number too quickly. And then your expectations get disappointed sometimes, which discourages you, and you start to think, should I even be doing this? Am I doing the right thing? Should I do something else? And so, you know, that's important. And of course, time bound. So there has to be, Parkinson's law says work expands to the amount of time that we have to do it. And so there needs to be a time, there needs to be a deadline on it. So I'm not just saying this out of theory here, right? This isn't a, you know, you guys can look up SMART goals on your own. I want to speak to you about a specific experience I've had this year. I set very specific SMART goals for my business this year. And I have a certain amount that I want to earn by the end of the year, and which led me to break that down for each quarter and then break that down for each month. And I'm proud to say that I hit my January goal. I surpassed my January goal and I surpassed my February goal. And now I'm very close to surpassing my March goal, and we're not even halfway done with the month. So just really exciting things happening. And I just want to let you know, it's not like a steady number. This is my income doubling over the course of these months through some strategic things that I'm putting in place to make that happen. And so, but really the point of me sharing that with you is not about the specific strategy that I'm using. It's really the sole purpose to communicate that I have a goal, right? And if I'm in business, I believe that everyone who is in business should have a revenue goal. They should have a numbers goal. I didn't always think like that, but you know, if the purpose of doing business is to make money, to get more and more customers like that, it makes sense, right? To make money. That's the bottom line of business. So every business should have a revenue goal. So because I believe just because I have a revenue goal that's realistic with my experience and what I anticipate growing to with the exposure that I have, I believe that SMART combination has been the secret sauce that has elevated my business this year. And I think it's important that it was a realistic number. It wasn't just a dreamy number off of, man, I want to do this. I want this number. Because here's the thing. We often overestimate what we can do in the short term. And we drastically underestimate what we can do in the long term. So within the first year, we might give a huge number, but we don't realize, like, we might say 100,000 in the first year, but we might not realize by the momentum, even if you don't hit that 100, which might be overestimating yourself, right, in a year, maybe in 3 to 5 years, it may be likely that you hit 500K. But without the momentum from the first couple of years, you never actually get to build to that. So I'm realizing that, I'm using that philosophy, and I'm growing. And it's been a phenomenal experience. And so just real quick, the main takeaway, right, from this chapter in High Performance Habits about seeking clarity is, for me, is to come up with a 3 to 5 year vision. I was able to come up with a 3 to 5 year vision for my faith, family, and finances, right? Those are the three most important areas of my life. So for you, I would encourage you to select the three most important areas of your life, and literally, and this is going into the boss move right here. So the boss move of the week is to write your 3 to 5 year vision in a one sentence format for the three most important areas of your life. And the reason I want you to do a one sentence format is because sometimes we try to go after too many things and we end up accomplishing none of them, right? And so I want you to get really specific about 3 to 5 years from now, the most important thing I want to accomplish in this area is this. And, you know, I believe just because you have a goal, you're more likely to hit that goal than someone who doesn't, right? But then next is really taking the action daily that you use to move forward, to move towards that goal. But you can't really come up with informed actions until you set the vision in the first place, until you write the vision and make it plain. So I'm begging you to do this, because this is the most important thing. Like, really, you know, high performers, Brendan made the point in the book. If you ask the high performer, where do you see yourself 3 to 5 years from now? They have a very clear answer for you. It's usually not convoluted, blurry, and all over the place. It's usually like, specifically, this is what I see. You know, and things change over time, and, you know, moving parts happen. But generally, if you know the direction you're headed, you'll take very informed actions on a daily basis. So remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Have a productive week. You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter @RobertPriceCO.